All right, I am John.
And I'm Tina.
And this is Voice Coaches Radio, episode 708.
Oh, wow. We've done a lot.
All right. So today's episode, we're going to talk about so I do an intro webinar. We kind of discussed this before. Mm-hmm. So I want to talk a bit about what my webinar is and what it isn't.
Yes.
Right? Because I think there's some misconception sometimes with any mm-hmm. webinar mm-hmm. that someone would sign up for. But on that topic first, I do webinars, mm-hmm. obviously, and their intro to voice acting. You want to meet me? Because I do, again, an intro to voice acting webinar, and afterwards I give people an opportunity. It's, of course, optional, but I give people an opportunity to read to me at the end, get some feedback on their voices. Yeah. Anyone who's listening who is interested in doing that, I actually have a 50% off code for you.
Ooh, you do?
I do. It's okay. POD, P-O-D. Pod. I hope that's active.
Yeah.
If it's not, I'll make sure it is the end of this. By the end of this episode, it will be when you are listening to this. So there you go. So if you're interested, but let's talk about what this intro webinar is and what it isn't. It's called Getting Paid to Talk.
Okay.
Intro to Voiceovers.
All right.
So first off, I think it's kind of self-explanatory. Mm-hmm. It's an intro to voiceovers.
Yeah.
So, you know, let's talk about what it is. Actually, I like to end on a positive. So let's talk about what it isn't. How about that?
All right.
Let's talk about what it isn't first.
All right. What is it? What? I'm like, what? I'm trying to think, like, do they think it is?
So
it isn't.
Yeah,
listen. That's what's so hard.
Because voiceovers is kind of a niche sort mm-hmm. of industry, right? I think, you know, it's not like, how many real voice actors do you meet? Really, working voice actors do you meet in your life? You know, you meet a lot of accountants, mm-hmm. a lot of realtors, a lot of lawyers even, right? Yeah. But not a ton of working voice actors. So I think that's part of it, right? So here's the one thing I tend to find is that some people, and I've talked about this before coming to my webinar, I hope it's just before, who knows, but I think people assume that if they've been told they have a good voice, first of all, let me say that is a reason to come to the webinar. Absolutely. Yes. Mm-hmm. But because people have been told they have a good voice, they think they can be discovered, right?
Like all of a sudden.
Break into the industry, which, you know, I debunk during the webinar. So what this isn't, it's not going to be a webinar where by the end of this webinar, you are discovered. And mm-hmm. I cast you in something. We do a lot of voiceover work at the studio. Recently, we did United Emirates Racing.
Oh.
Are you a race fan?
Yes. Wait, is it a cars or horses?
Race car, I believe.
You can tell I'm a big fan.
Yeah. I'm not, although not because I don't think it's cool.
No,
I just never been to one. And mm-hmm. I, at this point in my life, I try not to get into more things.
Yeah.
Because I'm an all-in person. Mm-hmm. You know, I get into something and that's it.
That's it.
You're,
You'll be at every race.
Every race. I'll be wearing race car shirts. Yeah. You know, I'll do it all. So I tend not to get into new things. Mm-hmm. I know what I like at this age. I turned 55, by the way.
Oh, well, happy birthday.
On February 11th.
Missed it. I'm sorry. Yeah, happy birthday. Hope it was
thank
a great
you,
one.
Thank you. So at 55, I don't want to get into new things. Like mm-hmm. when people say, hey, do you want to go play like pickleball? You want to go play pickleball? No.
Yeah.
No. Why? Because I don't want to, because next thing you know, I'll be buying my own pickleball paddles. I know me. So I keep away from things that I don't want to spend a ton of money on. But anyway, so I think that people, number one, they think that, you know, they know maybe that we do a lot of work here at mm-hmm. the studio and then they think, oh, if I go here and once he hears me, I'm going to get cast on something. That is not how it works. So this webinar, that's not what it is, right? No. This webinar is an intro, right? We hire mm-hmm. real voice actors, people who have voiceover training or been with a voiceover mm-hmm. coach and have a network quality demo. No matter how good you sound, you could sound amazing. Maybe we chat on the phone and you just sound amazing. Trust me. Mm-hmm. I've heard it all.
Yes. Yep.
Been doing this for over 30 years. There's no person that's going to be, I have to cast that person now with even though they have no skill. It's just not happening.
It does not happen.
So that's something you should know. Also, it's not a, this webinar, isn't going to be a networking webinar where you meet people and try to get work. It's just not that, you know, like there, there are, and by the way, I don't think there is, I've never seen a voiceover webinar like that.
Yeah.
So I don't think there is anything that exists like that, but I've had a few people say, oh, I thought I was going to show up, network, meet some people and get some jobs. First off, no, it's not going to happen. Secondly, networking with a bunch of other, either aspiring voice actors or voice actors, that's not the way to do it.
Yeah.
Right. You should, if you're going to if you want to call it networking or you want to call it relationship building, however you want to call it, you want to do that with people who hire voice actors. And I might be there as one person, but the rest of the people are like you.
Yeah. They're just learning about it.
Right. They can't help you.
Yeah.
So there's that. Also, I'm going to do it. I feel like I've seen a lot of ads for voiceover webinars on social media.
Yeah, I've seen a ton of them. Yeah.
And they say things like break into the industry, get rich quick. Mm-hmm. My webinar is none of those things.
Because it's not.
Yeah, because it's not real. It's not real. Yeah. I'm not going to talk about this pie in the sky stuff. Other people talk about deciding tickets. I'm going to tell you how you actually pursue voiceovers. Mm-hmm. Because I want anyone in my webinar who comes to my webinar, I want anyone who wants to pursue voiceovers after that night to be able to do that. And the only way I can ensure that is to tell you how you actually pursue voiceovers.
Yeah.
Right. And if you take my webinar, I'll repeat some of this stuff because I try to set this up for people. Mm-hmm. So they, you know, I don't want their expectations. Now, what I will do is I'm going to tell you a lot of good stuff. So let's talk about what the webinar does do. Mm-hmm. Okay. I'm going to tell you how to, you know, first of all, I'm going to talk about what a voiceover even is.
Yes.
Right.
That's good.
Important.
Yeah. Glad you're hitting that part.
Yeah, exactly.
Just want to make sure.
Yeah. And I will talk a little bit about how when you get into voiceovers, and you will get on a local and a regional level, that is where you will start. I will talk about how you could go out, where you could look to get local and regional jobs. I will do a little section on that. I say a little section because, listen, I could talk about getting local and regional jobs for like 3 hours. Right? Yeah, I mean, there's so much out there, but you know, when we're doing an hour and a half webinar, we don't have that kind of time. So I will give you a little section on how to go out and you know, where to look for local and regional voiceover jobs. But not only that, I'll talk a bit about developing work relationships or developing repeat clients. It's a big part of this industry, right? You know that.
It is. Yeah, absolutely. You know,
it's one of the best things about the industry because once you become a voice actor, it becomes steady work for you.
Yeah.
But you have to become that person. So I talk about how to develop work relationships a bit during the webinar. So there's that. And I also get into, we'll watch videos, which I think is great. You know, it's not just me in front of the, in front of the camera, although there's plenty of that. But you know, just like now, you know, for someone who doesn't like being in front of the camera, by the way,
I know. Also,
I seem to be in front of the camera a lot. You know, it's not my thing, but I seem to be in front of that camera quite a bit. But we'll watch two videos during the webinar, right? First video, pros and cons of getting into voiceovers, mostly pros.
Yeah.
This is the greatest job in the world.
It is. Yeah. It's fun.
And there's never been more opportunity than now, really. So mostly pros. So we'll keep it to two potential cons or potential challenges.
Yeah.
And so we'll do that. So you kind of get a feeling, you know, I want reality for you, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. And then we'll watch a video and talk about the demo. You do have to have one. Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah.
So during that video, you'll hear all about it, of course, the demo, but you'll also hear two network quality demos, what demos are supposed to sound like. So I think that'll be, that's fun. You know, it's great for people to hear. And then I give you a chance to read for me, you know, and you know, I give people at the end who want to a chance to read for me. So that's what the webinar is. I just wanted to kind of go through that because I have had this week in particular, we talked about this kind of off air.
Yeah.
I've had a few people kind of, tell me, and that's cool. I love to hear it. Listen, I want people to tell me this sort of thing, that their expectation of the webinar wasn't quite what they thought, you know, what it was.
Okay.
Which was weird because there's a description to the webinar that's pretty on point.
Yeah.
But I've had people come around and tell me they don't read the description, which is strange again, but they don't. So, I just wanted to get into that, you know, just talk a little bit about what it really is.
What it really comes down to, you're keeping it real.
Yeah.
You're telling them we're not sugarcoating anything. And that's the biggest thing that I'm seeing from some others that, like you said, as soon as your demo's done, out the door, you're going to have massive amount of jobs.
Yeah.
Yeah, no.
I've even seen, you know what I've seen an ad for? This is wild. I have seen ads where people go, oh, you don't need a demo. By the way, those people have demos. Factually. Yeah. Mm-hmm. As soon as I saw that, I go, what in the world? And then I found those. I Googled mm-hmm. those people. Yeah. I went to the webpage, and the people telling you that you don't need demos have demos.
Yeah, have a demo. Yeah.
So they're not even telling you the truth. Yeah. See? They're trying to get you, mm-hmm. they're trying to sell you tickets. What do people call them? Wolf tickets? Is that term?
I've never heard of that.
Yeah. Oh, you haven't? No. There's like wolf tickets. I don't know what that means. I feel like it's like false tickets. I don't know why.
Yeah.
Why would they call wolf? I feel like
wolf tickets. To get you in.
Maybe that's it. And then they get you.
Yeah.
I have no idea. That's wolf tickets. Yeah. I have to look that up after this.
Go ahead and do
someone's
that
one. Someone's listening like, that's not what wolf tickets are. I'm pretty sure it is though. Pretty sure it is. Yeah. Right. So, you know, by the way, I did have a very, very loyal listener mm-hmm. come to the webinar.
Oh, that's awesome.
But no, super nice guy. And you know how I knew? He was quoting, he really listens. He was quoting things from the podcast during the webinar. And at first, I didn't catch it. At first, I didn't know what he was saying. Like, they were kind of out of place sometimes. Yeah. So I was like, what's going on? And then I was like, oh, he's quoting like an episode from like 2 months ago or something.
Wow.
You know what I mean? Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome.
It was very funny. Like, yeah. I forgot I said it. There was a part where I had said my son, something about how I tried to get my son to play guitar.
Yeah.
And he didn't learn. I forgot I even talked about that. And so I said my son wasn't really interested in voiceovers. And he goes, he didn't learn how to play guitar either.
You're just like, huh.
Yeah, I'm like, what?
What's going on?
That's weird. Does he know my son?
So, oh, that's good.
Yeah. So nice guy. But did not sign up for a program as of yet. I mm-hmm. encourage you
yes.
to do that.
Yeah. He's got an interest. If he's listening, he's got an interest. Yeah.
You know, and I think, by the way, I'd like you to talk a bit about how our program's the same thing, right? Our program is a reality of how to get into the industry, right?
It really, really is. You know, I will tell you a lot of times when, especially after we do the second class, which is about techniques, I get a lot of students at the end, you know, say, hey, any questions or anything like that? You can see the look on their faces like, wow, I just thought I was going to read. You know, so we're really telling you exactly what it is. Yes, you are reading, but there's techniques and stuff like that. So I get that a lot, you know, and they're just like, oh, you know, oh, really? So we really do tell you. And I, you know, I say I don't tiptoe around, you know, and I'm like right to the point, but it's not mean. I'm like, listen, yes, that's, you know, but this is really the reality of it, you know, I try to be open and honest because, you know, you're not going to walk out of here and some do get jobs right away. Absolutely. But, you know, it
Can't
takes a little
it.
Bit. Yeah.
Can't expect it.
Yeah. So, and we're real about that.
Yeah. Because it could take you, you know, and sometimes there's no rhyme or reason. It's not that sometimes you put yourself in the right place at the right time.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
And sometimes you didn't. And that's all that is. Yeah. You know, like I knew, listen, I know a guy who got a job within 2 weeks of getting out of here, you know, got his demo, got a job within 2 weeks, and he's a six-figure earner right now.
Wow.
Great for him. But I know someone else. Took him 9.5 months to get his first voiceover job. Think about that. 9.5 months. Most people would have quit by then. And again, I've always said this, you don't fail in voiceovers, you quit.
Yeah.
He didn't quit. And now he's close to a seven-figure earner as a voice actor. And this is a guy that took 9.5 months to get his first job.
Yeah.
He quit he worked for the federal government. He got to retire early mm-hmm. and focus on voiceovers. And that again, you can't count on that either, but you see what I mean? Like 9.5 months it took him to get his first job.
Yeah.
That can happen. So, I just wanted to kind of go through, hey, this is what it is.
Because, what to expect, yeah.
Yeah, because, it's very strange. Twice in 1 week I had two people say some wild things to me. And I'm like, what? What is going on?
Yeah.
You know, what is going on?
You're being punked.
I know. I thought that. I was thinking like, what? Like, yeah, the thing I get. So, the I've been doing this for so long. Like, I'm mm-hmm. eventually going to sit down and do the math. But over 30 years, started when I was like 21, you mm-hmm. know. But I've been a producer for a long time as well. So I'm both sides of it. Mm-hmm. I still do voiceovers. And I get people after listening to my webinar who will say things on the phone to me, well, here's what I'm doing. And these are things that are not productive.
Yeah.
You know, oh, I've signed up for this. And it's a lot of waiting usually. People mm-hmm. who are saying, I signed up for this website, and I'm on an Instagram, and they're just a lot of waiting, and I've been doing this for a year and a half, and then I'm like, let me guess, you haven't gotten any work yet? Well, no. I'm like, okay, well, you know, right? So, listen, I'm trying to give you some advice. You can take my advice or not.
Yeah, yeah.
But what you're doing is not how, because that's, what is that? That's being discovered, right?
Yeah.
When you just wait somewhere and you wait for things to happen, that is being discovered. That's not really how the industry works, nor does any industry, by the way.
No, I don't think so.
Nor does any industry. And so, you know, I'm just trying to help you. When you come to my webinar, I have an interest in seeing you, find success or at least follow your dream. If your dream is voiceovers, I have an interest in seeing that because you've now come to my webinar and I have, you know, kind of personal stock in you, you know? So when I'm trying to explain to you how it should be done, and I'm not even talking about through us, although you should.
Yeah, you definitely should.
You should. But you know, I'm trying to tell you the real steps to take. You know, I would just tell people, don't get annoyed with me.
Yeah.
I'm trying to help you. I know. A year and a half of doing the same thing and not having any results, you should know that, what you're doing is not working anyway. So, you know.
You got to make a little changes. Just a little changes. Some little changes.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, more than a little in that case. But yeah, you're right. So great. So there you go. I just wanted to talk quickly about what the intro webinar is and what it isn't. I know we did in the other order just because I like to end on a positive note.
And you did. I think so.
Yeah. I love people. I love doing the webinar. I absolutely love chatting with people on the phone afterwards, having them read for me, being someone's first step. I love it. I absolutely love it. So please, if you're interested in voiceovers at all and you want to go come to my intro webinar, again, use the discount code POD, P-O-D. You get 50% off and you get to meet me. What better?
I know. That's awesome, right? That's worth the price.
My wife would disagree, but yeah. All right. Awesome. Well, listen, I want to thank everybody very much for listening. And if you're watching, which who knows if you're watching,
that's right.
You can just listen. That's fine. Whatever you want to do. I would not watch this. I've not watched it. I've not watched any of our episodes
either
at all.
Have I.
Yeah, no. No, absolutely not. Yeah. So there you go. I want to thank everybody very much. And again, I'm John G of voicecoaches.com.
And I'm Tina at voicecoaches.com.
And just to remind you, we are, I'm going to say, let's do it every eight episodes. Every eight episodes, every 2 months, we'll do listener questions. Okay. So if you want your question to be answered, okay, if that's what you want, I would assume if you have a question, you would like it to be answered. email one of us with the question.
Yes.
Okay. And we'll say your name, not your last name, just your first and maybe last initial. And we'll answer your question on the air.
Wow. That's impressive.
Yeah. Very impressive. All right. Thank you. We out.